T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth hanging out with you on this Black Friday. And in place of Andy and Randy, your guys will be back with you again on Monday afternoon. It's time for us to head out on the WadeFord.com hotline. Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk a little bit of Falcons Commanders. That's coming up on Sunday, 1 o'clock kick. You can hear it here on your flagship station for the Atlanta Falcons. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And glad to welcome in Grant Paulson from 106.7 The Fan in D.C. to give us a little bit of time. Grant, let's start with this. I know it's been a lot of talk in D.C. about it this week. Do we see Chase Young on the field and in uniform on Sunday?
I think you do. I would be really surprised if you didn't. That said, I've been wrong the last couple of weeks, at least a few days before the game, as to how I felt. It's pretty stunning that he has not debuted yet, to be completely honest with you, as we're well past now a year removed. And just based on how they've treated him over the last few weeks, having him back on the practice field. I'm not sure how much it'll matter, though, honestly. I think it's viewed as if, you know, him playing is a major game changer, or you know, that all of a sudden the line should move or the expectation for Washington or Atlanta should change. And I don't really view it that way. I mean, there's a chance I think he could make one or two massive plays, but he's only going to be on the field, I would think, for around 15, 18 snaps, something like that. And if you look at last year's numbers, I mean, he played 10 games before his injury. He had like a sack and a half and a handful of TFLs. So he was really disappointing last year at 100%. Which isn't to say that would have been the norm, but he was struggling. Now he's coming back at probably less than 100% just in terms of being in football shape and on a pitch count. So you know, maybe he beats someone off the edge and gets a sack fumble. It's certainly possible, but they got really, really good players who are playing great all year who I would worry about more. John Allen, Daron Payne, Montez Sweat, who have been carrying this defense for the last several weeks.
Yeah, those guys have played well. Back to Chase Young for a second. You mentioned 15 to 18 plays. How do you think they would use him initially? Would it be as a third down pass rusher? How do you think they will use his, you know, 12 to 18, 20 plays, whatever it may be that he gets in?
I don't know that it would just be in pass rushing situations. I certainly think in obvious passing downs early in the game, they'd give him some shots and some looks and try to get him to the quarterback. Just because that's where the guys that replace him, who are a little bit more responsible and kind of assignment sound, but maybe not as athletic or physically impressive, struggle a little bit. You know, James Smith-Williams, a seventh-round pick, Casey Tuhill, who they claimed was a late-round pick as well, who they got off the scrap heap. Those guys have actually been very serviceable, but they're not impact rushers. So I think they would try to get Chase Young some looks, maybe do something creative where you have him and Montez Sweat rushing from the same side with one putting their hand in the dirt and one standing up. But Young has actually been better against the run here over at least the last year and a half, dating back to the start of his second season. So I against an Atlanta team that is certainly run first, and I don't worry a ton about kind of down the field vertically at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't try to put Young out there on some passing downs as well to put them behind the sticks and maybe – you know, get a tackle or two in the backfield.
You mentioned those D tackles already, Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne. Are you surprised at how well those guys have played this year?
I'm a little bit surprised by the year that Daron Payne's having. Yeah, Allen did this last year and made the Pro Bowl, and he's a better version of the guy he was last season. He's found even another gear. But he's been really stout and really strong for them for really since they drafted him in the first round. You know, Payne's been a little bit more boom or bust through the years where he'll have some massive gains, but at times he'll struggle a little bit. And or I won't even say struggle as much as maybe he'll just, you know, not be as noticeable. But it's a contract year for him. He's having a career year. I think he should go to the Pro Bowl. He'll be with Allen if he gets there, and Allen's played at an all-pro type level. Sweat's been the guy maybe that's been most impressive just because even though the sack totals until the last couple of weeks weren't there, I think he had 3 sacks in the first 8 or so games, and he's got 3 the last couple of weeks. So for Montez Sweat, he's just he's a game wrecker, man. I mean, it's pressures, it's holding penalties, it's you know, turning line backs or wide receivers on jet action back toward the interior. I mean, he just really lives in the backfield, and I thought some of that would dissipate without Chase Young on the other side, right? Because now all of a sudden you just have a Batman. There's no Robin. There's an Alpha that you're shading your protections to and maybe chipping and doubling, and it hasn't really slowed him down. So I don't know if I'm surprised because these guys are, you know, 3 of the 4 or 5 best players on the team, but I'll tell you right now they're playing the best as a trio that they've played at any point the last couple of years. And as the strength of the team, you know, this is the best that they've been, probably all 3 of them individually in their careers and all at the same time. It's been really cool to watch.
Talking Falcons and Commanders with Grant Paulson from 106.7 The Fan in D.C. That, Grant, you hit on it. That is the matchup for me Sunday. It's that Washington defensive line against Atlanta's offensive line. This group for the Falcons, they've been better run blocking than they have been pass blocking this year. And it's one of those where I hate to boil it down to one of those coaching cliches that I hate to hear sometimes, but literally this is going to come down to the line of scrimmage play on both sides.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that has been the case for Washington really during this stretch where they've won 5 of their last 6, and specifically with Taylor Heinicke at quarterback, who you guys saw in Atlanta get a win last year, you know, who's won 4 out of 5 under center. I mean, they've really kind of mucked it up. It's not a pretty watch at all. And frankly, I think watching the Falcons a lot this season, it's very similar to Atlanta. Yeah. The difference being that Mariota is certainly more athletic and faster as a ball carrier himself occasionally. But they want to run the football. They want to take the air out of the ball and take time of possession away from their opponent. They're the number one team in the NFL in time of possession this season. They want to have a long – I mean, there's no such thing for them, really, without Wentz on the field of a two-play 75-yard drive with a big throw. I mean, this is 15, 14, 13 plays, 75 yards, you know, 8 runs, 5 passes, kind of a breakdown for them. And they want to wear you down. It's old school, and it is not a good watch. It's frankly, I don't know how sustainable it is. It's certainly not going to win them playoff games, I don't think, against some of the real good teams in the conference. But against Atlanta this weekend, you know, the Giants who are banged up next weekend, Houston last weekend, the stretch that they're on here with teams like Green Bay, I think you can win your fair share of games doing it this way. And the key for them has been Taylor Heinicke not making back-breaking mistakes because they're not running for a lot of yards, right? This is not a 6 yard per carry, everybody eats, you rush for 275 situation. Like, they got Brian Robinson and Antonio Gibson, and in this stretch they're both averaging probably between 3 and 3.5 yards per carry, and it's really more about just staying ahead of the chains. 1st and 10 becomes 2nd and 7, 2nd and 7 becomes 2nd and 4, and then they're picking up 6 or 7 on 3rd and 4, and next thing you know they're getting a new set of downs to run it a couple times again.
Is Taylor Heinicke, is he the long-term answer at quarterback there for the Commanders?
No, he's not. No, he can't be. I mean, there's certainly some fans that love the guy and that may say that they want him to be. But I'll tell you, if it's Taylor Heinicke, it's kind of an HOV lane to mediocrity, which is not meant to be a slight against him. It may sound like it. You know, I would pose it the same way as honestly saying, you know, is could Mariota be the guy for the Falcons? I mean, it's the same kind of deal, although Mariota's more talented, right? I mean, he was the number 2 overall pick, and Heinicke was undrafted. Mariota obviously had a great career at Oregon, and Heinicke played at Old Dominion within the state, not in D1. So I'd say it's a poor man's version of it. But, no, he just lacks the ability physically throwing the football that is necessary in this league. He lacks some arm strength. He's not very accurate. But he's so gritty. It's the kind of guy that I have a hard time quantifying. You know, I get beat up a little bit by the faction of fans that love him because, you know, I often am negative when it comes to the production they've gotten at the position, and yet they're winning. And I think a lot of fans look at the result. That's all they care about. Did they win or lose? Who was the quarterback? Then he's a winner. But it's kind of Tebow-ish. You know, it's just built on a house of cards. I mean, it's about their defense dominating. They had a pick six last week on the second defensive snap of the game. And so they've gone three and out twice in a row with some ugly passes, including a dropped interception from Heinicke, and they led the game 7-0. You know, and by result only, you know, they're leading the game. But that's just kind of a look into what this can look like sometimes. I do think there's more in the tank for Heinicke than he's given them. Like, I think he's better than he's played based on what we saw last year. The Atlanta game that you guys saw on the road, I thought he was great. He has had three or four games in the last year and a half now getting to play. The Falcons game, there was a game in Charlotte against the Panthers, there was a home game against the Giants, where he was really, really good. But for the most part, it's going to be, you know, 17 of 27 for 187 yards with a touchdown and an interception or two. And you're hoping to make enough plays on defense and run the ball enough to mask that deficiency. Last thing I'll say is, if you look at PFF grading, which isn't an end-all be-all, but certainly is instructive in some way, I think they have 39 qualifying quarterbacks this year in terms of the snaps that it takes to qualify. Zach Wilson, who just got benched, is 39th, and Taylor Heinicke's 38th. And a couple of the guys in front of him have already been benched as well. So this has been a fun run. People here love him because his story's great, and he really is a gritty guy who plays like he's not going to get to play again next weekend. But from a production standpoint, in the passing game, it just hasn't been there.
Grant Paulson, 106.7 The Fan in D.C. So where does Carson Wentz fit into this conversation?
It's a great question. I mean, it's kind of the question leading up to the last. He's a spectator. You know, he's a cheerleader because they're winning. And they're not going to fix something that's not broken. You know, for all of the things I just said about Heinicke, and as I said, you know, there are plenty of fans who get upset here when you talk about Heinicke in the light I did. They are winning football games, and occasionally he either makes a play to help late in the game, or there is something to be said. I'm an analytical guy, as you can tell, but it's just hard to quantify it. Like, there is almost this confidence and this aura and this swagger with this guy, and he's this everyman that all the players love. In the same way that fans adore him, the players really, really rally around him and love him. And so there's no number for that. That doesn't add any passing yards or big-time throws, which I think he only has three of so far with 11 turnover-worthy plays. But the team has essentially decided he's their starter. You know, John Allen is one of their leaders. I mentioned he was in the Pro Bowl, their D-tackle last year, one of the best players on the field every time they play. He was in our radio station this week doing an interview, and he said something to the effect of, you know, the team chooses who the quarterback is, and we've chosen him, or something like that. And it's not really meant as a knock against Carson Wentz. It's just an endorsement of how much everyone loves Heinicke. But I would say this. You know, we saw Wentz do things throwing the football this year that Heinicke can't do. His second-to-last game, his last game he played, which he got benched after based on the injury, he broke his finger in a nationally televised game against the Bears where Washington won 12-7 on a muffed punt. It was one of the grossest games of the year. The game before that, he threw for 360 yards and a couple touchdowns, including a 75-yard touchdown on the first play of a drive that he dropped into the bucket on a 50-yard throw. I mean, that page is ripped out of the playbook. So I think there is some intrigue from some people around town that would love to see what it would look like with Wentz now that they're playing better defense, now that they're running the ball better. If they go run first, a la the Colts last year when he had a 4-1 touchdown interception ratio. But it's not going to happen unless Heinicke plays a couple bad games in a row or they lose probably a couple games in a row.
Grant Paulson, 106.7 The Fan in D.C. Grant, appreciate the time, man. Good stuff.
Yeah, my pleasure. And have a good trip to anyone coming down here for the game, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.